You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Henrik Mkhitaryan to score and Man U to win was 11-10, now 5-4. And Abel Hernandez to score and Hull to win was 28-1. That's been enhanced to 33-1. Sixth versus 19th in the league. And these two will be sick of the sight of each other now, having met twice already in the last 20 days. Hull lost this fixture 2-0 in the League Cup. And unless you believe in Jose Mourinho's alternative facts, they won the second leg 2-1 at the KCOM. At the weekend, Man U won 4-0 against Wigan in the FA Cup fourth round, while Fulham beat Hull by 4-1. 1-5, Tom. You're not going to get rich back in Manchester United this midweek.
No, you're not. And you know what? Manchester United have to, you know, have to start gaining some ground on the teams above them. You know, I kind of look at the league table maybe, you know, every week. I kind of have a glance at it. You know, it's there all the time. But when I look a little bit closer at it, I was stunned where Manchester United are. You know, there's sometimes I just think Manchester United are a lot, we're a lot closer at the top four than they actually are. They're 4 points behind Liverpool. You know, we've talked about Liverpool and Man City, you know, being on poor runs. Liverpool have been on an awful run. It just goes to show how far Manchester United were back. Because Manchester United have been on, you know, the so-called very, very good run. And it is, you know, because they've not suffered, you know, defeat in the league since, what, that 4-0 defeat at Chelsea back in October. But they've drawn a lot of matches and they don't seem to have gained much ground. They're obviously a long way behind Chelsea, but they are in the mix for the top four. And Hull, everyone keeps telling me this about Hull, and I know a few people who watch them, you know, pretty close and have watched a lot of their games recently. Everyone keeps telling me they're playing well. Everyone keeps saying that Marco Silva's done a good job. He's changed things a little bit for the better. And Hull are a team that generally are spirited, and you know, they're making life difficult for teams. The results just don't show it. And the problem I've got is, you know, when you're looking at putting up bets and backing teams, I want more victories. I want better results. I want more goals, you know, for my money to be riding on them. I know they've beaten Bournemouth and I know they beat Manchester United in the cup. But generally they're still losing matches and they're not a team you want to be backing. Manchester United have got to win this game. It's as simple as that. And the kind of form that they've been in and the expectation now is creeping a little bit. I couldn't believe some of the things I was hearing on Sunday about Manchester United, you know, being back to the Fergie era best, and you know, the swagger about Manchester United. I mean, they beat Wigan. You know, it wasn't, you know, they haven't yet, for me, gone toe to toe with a real good side and proved their worth yet. They may well do between now and the end of the season, but I still don't think Manchester United are a team that I think I even want to be back in for an exotic scoreline in this game, because you know, Hull are spirited, but how much has their spirit taken a battering, especially with the players that have left? So when I'm looking at this, I'm more drawn towards the goal scorer markets here, and I fancy Manchester United to probably score maybe 2-3 goals, and I think Mkhitaryan is not a bad bet here. He's 21-20 any time. He's 5-1-2 or more. He looks a real player now for Manchester United. He's probably the standout attacker for them at the moment. He's got it going, so I'm more interested in that. So I'll probably play the enhanced odds of a Mkhitaryan goal and a Manchester United win at 5-4. It's still short. But I'm not 100% sure on how this game is going to go and what score I'm looking at.
You could look for a penalty in this match as well. Mm. Hull City have conceded 10 penalties in the Premier League already this season. The record is 11 in a full campaign. That was Blackburn Rovers back in 2006-2007. So Hull have a habit of felling. We've seen penalties at Old Trafford in the past, haven't we, as well, Derek?
Yes,
plenty of them.
Yes, yeah. City when there's a certain H web. I feel sorry for Hull fans because after a great world, not great maybe because he went out EFL Cup.
Yeah.
He went out of that, but you know they beat Man United 1-1, so it should have been a good week for them. And then they did lose goal by that thrashing of Fulham in the FA Cup, you know, not playing the strong side. And I just think it sent out so many wrong signals. And I worry about them here because I was impressed by them for those two games against Man United. You know, and they could have easily got you know, a bit more luck. They might have even got to the final. So they're not the mugs that, you know, a lot of people make them out to be. That said, you can't possibly see them getting anything out of this game. Man United are still not a team I want to back at 1-5. I was talking them up a few weeks ago, but results haven't been particularly brilliant or performances since then. What I do like is every time I watch them, okay, now Pogba took him a lot of stick for his performance against Liverpool a few weeks ago, and rightly so, it wasn't great. But when he plays, every time I watch him, he either scores or, you know, it looks dangerous. And he's 6-4 to score at any time against probably, you know, one of the three worst teams in the league. I'm on that. I'm on that. Pogba to score at any time.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.